happy place where you go to relax and to commune with nature. Maybe you even sketch or paint it. For regional New South Wales artist Chris Ellis, that place is the Murray River and surrounding wetlands. He goes there almost every day to look at the bird life, study the shadows and reflections, and to paint. Painting hasn't always come easy to him. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in his 30s. He's had to adapt to the symptoms and end his farming career, which led him to begin a new career as an artist. He's just held his fourth solo exhibition called Riverine Reflections at the Malvern Artists Society in Melbourne. And he took a break from hanging his works to speak to Alice Walker.
Tranquility is the word I use to describe the river. The sound of the water flowing and the light shimmering on the water surface and the coolness in a hot day of being down by the water's edge. It's all very relaxing and soothing.
Chris Ellis spends a lot of time down by the river, painting almost every day. The Murray is his muse.
The Murray River is very important as a landmark in Australia for a number of reasons. For environmental reasons and ecological reasons and cultural reasons, it's very important. I'm interested in the Murray River for the aesthetic angle of it too, or the picturesque side of it. And studying the water and the reflections, the shadows in the water and the things that move around on top of the water and through the water and under the water, it's all a bit of a fascination to me.
The watercolours and oil paintings he produces use a lot of blue and green, some realist depictions of trees along the riverbank, and some of the water's surface tending towards the abstract.
The ones that are a little bit more abstract are where I'm getting enthralled with the patterns in the landscape, just the patterns in the water, the ripples on the surface of the water and the reflections on the water and how the ripples play with the reflections and the transparency of the water or the opacity of the water and what you can see under the water. Some paintings are constructed looking through layers of floating things in the water down into as far in as you can see, the bottom of the water.
Painting is Chris's full-time job, but it's also a way for him to retreat from some of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, which he's been living with for over 20 years.
I was diagnosed a long time ago, when I was 34, actually.
That must have been really shocking to get that diagnosis at 34.
It was shocking in a way, but it was relief in a way too, because I knew that there was something wrong with me for several years before I was diagnosed, and I had trouble getting the specialist to believe that I had Parkinson's. I had all the symptoms, and the doctors just said I was too young to have Parkinson's and it must be something else. But eventually they came round and they put me on the medication, and I had instant relief from some of my symptoms. My art hasn't really been troubled too much by the Parkinson's, because I go into a very comfortable zone in my mind when I'm painting, often another world, and I seem to be able to override some of the symptoms a little bit with Parkinson's when I'm painting, although I did have to learn to paint with both hands because my right side of my body is more affected than my left hand side. So my left hand was an auxiliary holding the paintbrush when my right hand became uncontrollable. You need to be calm and relaxed and in a happy place to be able to paint well. I need to be anyway. And it's a naturally soothing state to be in when you've got something like Parkinson's.
Before Chris was diagnosed, he was a farmer. You could say the Murray River runs in his blood.
My history goes back a long way in the Albury area. My ancestors were some of the first people to move into the district back in the 1820s. My wife and I used to run a good-sized property near Henty. It's a dry land farm. We used to produce a range of crops and sheep for wool mainly. But I was a farmer for 30 years there and now I've retired from active farming. I've got more time to spend painting. I've always been interested in art, and when I was 5 years old, somebody asked me what I was going to do when I grow up, and I said, I want to be an artist or a farmer. And so now I've had a go at both. Yeah. It's a long time ambition of mine to have a painting exhibition, and this is now the fourth painting exhibition, solo exhibition I've had in 4 years. So I've devoted all my time to it now as a full-time artist, and this is the result.
And that was Albury artist Chris Ellis speaking to Alice Walker. And you can see some of Chris's works on the Hub on Art website.